Stop the music, boys. The show is about to begin.
The Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And what a show, what a show.
Welcome back to the Nick and Nan Radio Show live on TalkZone.com. I'm Nick Allen. This is my loving wife, Miss Nan. How important is color to the way you look at your life? I mean, even in our studio, which is green, kind of like a pea green.
Mm-hmm.
It's light, though.
I wasn't crazy about it, but I've gotten used to it.
Wasn't crazy about it either. I think we needed a person to actually come in our home and just rearrange the whole color scheme.
You think?
And believe it or not, there is a person that would do just that. The color whisperer, Jeanette Chasworth, is on the line. Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show, Jeanette.
Hi, thank you very much.
Yes, good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
Thank you for being up so early with us, because I know you're in Pasadena, California. And have you had your cup of coffee? Have you had your first cup of coffee yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good, very good. Now, did you always want to become a designer?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't know what a designer was for most of my growing up life, and I loved watching Designing Women, but it didn't click that that was a real job and a career. And I got a degree in literature in college, and I loved history, psychology, and sociology, but I hated all the numbers and statistics and dates. And so I went into publishing afterwards, and in my department there were 8 babies born in 3 years, and I didn't have any. And I found out through trial and error that I did not want to be in publishing. And I took a class just because I was bored out of my mind at the local community college in interior design, and that was it. I fell in love. It had the sociology, psychology, history, and furniture. I was sold.
And furniture.
Very nice. Tell us this. What made you decide to write a book about color?
Color, I fell in love with color when I was in school and learning about the psychology of color. And then I learned a little bit more about the personality of color afterwards and how each color affects us differently. And in my practice, I see so many people, they get stuck on color, and I saw huge transformations in people. Had a little girl who was dyslexic. Mom had painted pink and purple stripes all over her room, big, wide stripes.
Ooh.
Well, when I came into the room, you know, huh? When I came into the room, when I came into the home, she told me the little girl had nightmares all the time, and she never got over 9/11. This was about 5 years afterwards. And I said, well, did she know anybody in it? No.
Right.
So as we're going into the kid's room and mom tells me she's dyslexic, dyslexic eyes don't see straight lines properly. They're waving. So 9/11 never ended for this little girl. And here she was. She couldn't sleep in her bedroom. She was getting bad grades, all these things. And all they had to do was paint the room a different color. And the color yellow actually helps you to learn better. So if your kids are having trouble with a subject in school, or maybe you're trying to take a test for something for your career, if you use yellow pads to write on, that will help. Or even if you wear yellow, it helps you to assimilate the information better.
Colors are bad for surroundings?
It depends on the situation. It depends on the person. So, for instance, for me, I can't handle being in an all-white room. I feel lost. With my personality, the personality of color has to do with the different seasons, and
absolutely.
I'm in autumn. So for me, being in an all-white space, I can't handle it. I need to have some browns around me, and I need to have a lot of color around me. I have another story of a kid. You know, 16-year-old boys, they like black, right?
Right.
And so this kid had painted his entire room black, and it was literally killing him. His nervous system was shutting down because all he had around him was a black. There was nothing to give him energy.
Wow.
And the color specialist went in. It was my mentor. She went in, and she added some blues and some grays, and they changed it. And his health improved, but the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. His entire nervous system was just shutting down.
So color is extremely important in our daily lives, depending on on your personal preference, correct?
Absolutely.
It sounds like it can have an effect on us both physically and emotionally.
Yes. Emotionally, we've talked a little bit. One of the colors, and one of the things I get is I tend to get a lot of people who have lost somebody in their family.
Mm-hmm.
In probably the last 2 years. So they're coming out of grief. And the color green is actually really good for helping deal with change. And particularly sage green helps you deal with emotional change. So that's a really great color for somebody who's going through a tough time.
Speaking of color, there are so many different variations of colors out there. Just out of curiosity, how many different variations of, let's say, blue is out there?
Oh, goodness.
Hundreds.
And the only reason why I ask is because it's important. You don't want to have like a teal blue in somebody's room or surrounding, whereas they would be more happy with like a light blue or a sky blue.
Exactly. And that's where the personality comes in. We each have our own palette that's as unique as we are. And so getting the right color for your personality is important. I'll give you another example on turquoise. I did a Curves for Women gym, and the owner was going through menopause and having a hard time with it. A lot of her clients were going through menopause, and so she wanted a color that would energize the place, make people want to come, but would also keep them cool. So we found an electric blue, and the blue actually helped to keep the room cooler, but it had so much energy to it, it made people want to come and feel good exercising.
That's fascinating. What do you mean by feeling hugged by your home?
One of my clients said that, and she's a CEO, and she's really stressed at work, and she comes home, and she says, every day I come home, I just feel hugged. And, you know, what I do is I want the home to reflect my client's personality. A lot of designers come in and, you know, they know what should look here and they know how to do a look. But it really needs to reflect who you are and your needs in the home. And so it's kind of like, you know, wearing your favorite outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel really good in it. When your home really reflects who you are and reflects your personality through shapes, through colors, you just come home and you're like, oh my God, I'm home. It's my sanctuary. This is where I get energy. Too many people live in these boring boxes of bland, and it just drains them. I've had many clients call me and say, I hate my house, and I just feel drained. And all that needs to happen is they need to paint. They just need to change the color.
How long does it take you to assess someone's situation to decide on what color you're going to paint someone's house or room?
Oh, I can do it in as little as half an hour. I have a 2-hour program that I use, and I can pretty much do a normal size house, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 square feet within that time frame.
Wow, Jeanette, we might have to fly you down to sunny Florida to check our house out.
I'm game.
This sounds so fascinating.
We have rooms in here that could use a major makeover.
Well, I heard you saying you've got some like light green, and both of you guys sound like you've got really strong, very vibrant personalities, and that color's too weak for you guys.
Thank you so much.
It? Okay, that's interesting.
The studio that we're in, Jeanette, is indeed a light green. And we do this show out of our home here in Florida, and we converted one of the rooms into a studio, and it was one of the largest, other than the master bedroom, in the house. And when we walked in, it's like the walls are like a very light green. And
what color do you think would be good for our studio?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go based on the information that I have, so you tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
But you guys both sound like you're really vibrant, very affable. You know, you love to talk. You know, you're the life of the party, yes?
For the most part.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Now, turquoise is a color of communication. And turquoise is also a good spring color. And so, that's kind of a typical spring attitude, what you're talking about. So if you found a nice turquoise, that might be really good for talking. Now, if you're having to do a lot of creative stuff in there, you could go more towards the yellows or the oranges. I'm kind of leaning a little bit more towards orange for you guys than I am yellow. And, you know, as far as which shade, you know, I'd need a little bit more information to get you on the shade. But I can get you to the right color at least.
Yeah, orange to me always feels like a vibrant, energy-filled color. Like you would feel really energized in an orange room.
Mm-hmm. Orange can also make you hungry. Now, how can colors make you hungry, Jeanette?
Well, you know, the large companies, they spend millions of dollars coming up with colors. But the colors, the warm colors, red, yellow, and orange, all will actually enhance your appetite, enhance the taste of your food. So if you're on a diet, you don't want to paint your dining room those colors. But if you remember, I mean, it's changed a little bit, and we'll get into that. But you know, 20 years ago, before we had Starbucks and all that, all the coffee shops, all of your fast food places, they were orange and red.
You know why?
Orange is a very vibrant color. It's got a lot of energy. It's not a color that most people want to relax in. And the color combination of red and orange makes you hungry, makes you eat more, and makes you leave quickly.
Ah, weren't they clever?
Yes. And now we've got all the Starbucks and all these other places. They're wanting to go away from that. You're staying, so you've got McDiners. And if you look at Starbucks, they're using an orange, but it's like really a pumpkin-y color. And then they use eggplants and like blues and... There's not so much of the red and orange, and even the Burger Kings and the McDonald's are really stepping away from that a little bit. What I find now they're doing is they're going more towards noise control. So if you look at the newer restaurants, most of them have a lot of hard surfaces in them. Mm-hmm. And for the young people, they're like, oh, if there's a lot of noise, they're in the hip-hopping place. And then, so they feel good, but it gets them moving on to another place as well. And for the older folk, it gets them out because they don't like all the noise.
Tell us a little bit, Jeanette, about the idea of seasons.
Okay. So years ago, there was a thing called Color Me Beautiful, which many people are familiar with.
Right.
And it has to do with what color your eyes, what color your hair, what color, you know, what are the skin tones. And that is a season, just like the seasons of the year. This particular method goes a little bit more deeply into what your energy is. And the energy of the season is very similar to what we experience as a season. So winter is very quiet, very dramatic. Autumn is blustery, you know, it's full of motion. Summer is very relaxed. Spring is very bubbly and buoyant. And so when I'm picking out colors for somebody, I first try to figure out what season they are. And then that tells me what shade I'm looking in. So, for instance, if somebody is in autumn, well, I know I'm not going to pick the pastels or the bright colors. I'm going to stick more with the muted oranges, golds, greens. If somebody's a spring, I'm not even going to touch those colors. I'm going to stay with more of the pure colors. I can use some pastels, but they're more like Easter colors, brighter and exciting. If somebody is a summer, then I will go more the grayed, very muted colors. It's a very soft, very elegant look.
And Jeanette, this is probably a very stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. Have you ever dealt with a person that is more than one season?
Oh, most of us are, actually.
Okay.
I mean, it's like any of these exercises you do that put personalities in a box. Nobody fits perfectly in the box. Hmm. So I'm actually in autumn with some spring. And so I will go towards what's going to fit. And also, if you're doing a couple, very rarely do the same season marry each other. Opposites attract. And and that gets really interesting in the home. What I find, though, is that one of them typically will care more, and that's the one I lean towards. And you always got to have elements to fit the other person as well.
Well, if you have a minute, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with you because I think we can expand on this in just a little bit based on our personalities.
Okay.
Great. We're going to take a short break. Stick around. We'll be back with more with our guest, Jeanette Chanceworth, the Color Whisperer, on the Nick and Ann Radio Show. Back in a minute.